Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hill Notes coming up at 9:20 or thereabouts this morning. You can leave a voice note at any time on any topic on the Odyssey app, and it's very simple to do. You will see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that and talk the morning away, and we'll pick the best Hill Notes and play them back coming up at 9:20 on this morning show. And if you have yet to download the Odyssey app, that's another reason to do so. You can stay in constant contact with us via Hill Notes, and it's real simple to download the app, and it'll take you a minute, and then you can listen to us if you're unable to listen at some point on any of the radio stations we have gathered for you all over New England. You can always listen wherever you are, whenever you want, on the Odyssey app. And you can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And you can go visit them. And you should go visit them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire before Sunday. Because Sunday is Father's Day. And Wiggy and Curtis and I will tell you that it's not equitable.
Absolutely not.
There is
otherwise known as the afterthought.
Yeah. Fanfare and gifts galore for mom every year, and there's not much for dad.
Yeah, well, mom pushed the baby out of her. So
well, I understand that. Yeah. But dad was there holding her hand and providing ice chips while she was pushing. Yeah.
I don't think Jess would have been able to deliver James had I not passed out. I think I really showed her how to do it.
Right. I mean, do you think I've heard from either one of my ne'er-do-well children about plans for Sunday? No. Mm. Nothing.
And the other thing is, if we're going to be, you know, honest with each other, Mother's Day is really 3 days. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Right. Yeah.
Father's Day is okay. You can sleep an extra half hour.
Yeah. And remember, moms want it more than fathers. Like, you know, they let you know that Mother's Day is coming up, you know, or Mother's Weekend, like you said, Curtis. With dads, it's just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, just get me the bathing suit, and I'll be good.
I secured that.
There you go.
You can give dad the gift of time with a beautiful timepiece from Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And it was great to meet the whole team from Springer's on Friday at the Roadshow in Old Orchard Beach. Thanks to everybody who came out Thursday night, Friday, Saturday for the Beach Cornhole Tournament in the inclement weather. It was great. We are on the road again this week. Roadshow Season 4 continues. We will be at the Beachcomber on Friday morning in Wellfleet, one of the all-time great roadshow locations. So we will see you there. But let's get back to the rest of this morning's news right now.
We have another mysterious death that is adding to the fears of a New England serial killer.
Really?
Yes. 21-year-old Adriana Suazo's body was found in the woods in Milton. There was reportedly no signs of trauma, but that is the 13th body of a woman found in New England.
Yeah, they're calling it the New England serial killer.
Yeah.
They are not that creative. I feel like they could get more creative with the name. But so this is number 13 that they think might be associated with this individual or individuals.
Yeah, well, the issue, and this is the reason probably why they're just going with New England serial killer, is authorities aren't giving much information of these bodies and how they're found or cause of death. So that's the issue that a lot of people are facing, because the police can say all they want, oh, I don't think that they're connected. I don't think we have any reason to believe that there's a serial killer, but then tell us the cause of death for all these different women,
right,
so that we know that they're not connected.
But why is this not a bigger story? I feel like this should be a massive news story.
Yeah.
13 women found dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no leads, no
nope. And
anything?
There's no link to the, oh, we don't know.
We
if
have no
there's
idea.
A link.
Yeah.
Well, be careful out there, ladies.
Yes. An irrational fear in South Africa as two kids cheated death. In this video, I thought was AI. I had to go look a million different places to make sure that I was not getting Eric shunned. They fell from a bouncy house that was blown 40 feet into the air during a school function. While both of these individuals survived, one child has a fractured skull and the other a broken arm.
Wow.
Yes.
This happens from time to time, where they don't properly secure the bouncy house.
Yeah.
And a wind gust comes up out of nowhere.
Right.
And so there they are. The two of them are falling out. Oh, my God.
It's crazy. The parents, I guess, all formed almost a crash pad, like put all their bodies to try to lesser the blow.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Wow.
Lesson. Yeah.
Yeah. Lesson.
Yeah. Lesson.
What did I say? Lesser.
Lesser.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got what you were saying.
Thank
you. Trying to, you know, catch the kids so they don't hit the ground full on contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, nail that, you know, stake that thing down.
So scary.
Bag of cash.
Yeah. Ed the Zebra is back home with his owner. The runaway pet zebra was on the run for a week, really took over social media. People were loving to try to find Ed. They had put photos of him eating at a Waffle House. They were putting him, you know, AI, they were using him to do a bunch of things. He was airlifted in Tennessee to then be brought to his car, to be brought home to his owner.
Okay, so he is owned by an individual?
Correct.
So you can own a zebra?
Well, yeah, I guess. Oh. But he is a pet zebra. It is not like a zoo. He's a pet.
And he's, all right, well.
I mean, do zebras do pet things? Like, you know, many of us love our dog, like Bullet sleeping right in the middle of the bed with us. Does Ed the zebra sleep in the middle of the bed with his owners?
You
probably
never know.
Not. Okay. I bet the zebra's like, what? Isn't it just a horse with stripes, right?
Yeah.
So that's people probably treat it like a horse.
The video is so good, though. Mm.
Do many people sleep with their horses in the middle of the bed?
I don't think so.
No. We have What Are We Doing Next?
Okay.
And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, it's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
From time to time on this show, Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society.
Yes.
And this morning's question, Curtis, is?
What are we doing at Starbucks? A couple in Virginia were walking into a Starbucks experiencing a medical emergency.
Oh, no.
They needed one thing.
Yeah.
A glass of water.
Okay.
Starbucks declined, saying, you are not waiting in line. You are not a customer. Your medical emergency has no relevance to us. Please leave.
You're kidding me.
I am not. We have audio from the couple Kevin and Melissa Key.
I could have possibly blacked out. It could have had a more dramatic impact on my body. My kidneys could have possibly just shut down.
Mm. Yeah, he's in stage four kidney failure right now. So
He's going to need a bag of cash, I think.
Yeah.
I would assume.
So they wouldn't give him water because he cut the line?
He wasn't in line. So they're like, listen, dude, we understand your kidneys are failing, right. but please get in line behind Barbara and her eight friends.
Are you think he's going to be? Do you think he's going to be able to get a bag of cash for this, though? Can't Starbucks just say that, like, how can they confirm that he actually had kidney failure?
Okay, Shime.
No, I mean, I'm just
maybe he won't get it back. Could they be helpful? Like, could
of
they?
Of course. The nice human thing to do would be helpful, but at the same time, you know, scammers are out there all the time. I mean, you never know.
It's not like the guy was trying to go in there and just order a free pup cup and avoid paying for a coffee. The dude was in kidney failure. Right. Like, help him out.
Exactly. Did they put a cool name on his cup of water? Don't they usually do that?
They didn't give it to him. That's so.
Right. Well, he had to get in line if he would have got in line and paid for it.
Yeah.
And this actually hits close to home, Greg. My buddy's going to kill me. But Saturday night, went out to dinner. Best friend from high school. And Jess's birthday's weekend, his wife went out to a lovely dinner at Branch Line. Great spot in Watertown.
Most shocking part about this so far is you have a friend.
Well, only friend.
Okay.
So we're eating dinner, lovely night. Uh-huh. Their chicken, top-notch. And my friend's wife says, oh, my gosh, someone just collapsed by the host stand. And then like 5 seconds later, she's like, why is nobody calling 911? She stands up and it's her husband who face planted.
Oh no.
Jesus.
What
and,
happened?
I think it was a mixture of maybe a gummy and weight loss medicine. The Watertown police and paramedics there within 5 minutes.
Wow.
He was able to leave unscathed minus a bruise in a laceration on the eye. But they did give us plenty of water while we were waiting.
Did they comp the meal?
No,
this sounds
they did
like
not.
You guys were trying to get a freebie.
Was it the beginning of the meal or the end?
We were wrapping up dinner.
Okay, so I was going to say, do you then sit down and like continue your meal?
No, kind we had a doggy bag.
You could take it to go after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did anybody dump him out at all?
No. I did to say thank you.
Okay.
And then the restaurant cleared out.
You've been receiving photos from Twitchers that are a little bit X-rated.
I have.
I don't know that we want those
when
it
Boob
comes
watch.
To road shows, but there was some, it seems like some hot tub shenanigans going on with the I got to tell you something. The Twitch people, they let it rip.
Yeah,
when
they
come to the road shows,
they
apparently had a full hot tub party or whatever.
Yeah.
Which we were not. Wiggy, you're
no, you weren't
invited.
No, nope.
I mean you're a hot tub guy.
Yeah, I'm a hot tub guy. No, I ended up.
You would like to go to that.
Yeah, my wife and I, we love the hot tub, but we ended up back at the Brunswick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, just a reminder. Local legends GHS@gmail.com. We are looking for photos from the road show, but we are looking for the ones that we're going to put in the commercial breaks.
Right.
So the hot tub photos.
Probably not going to get in there.
Oh, I mean,
they could.
Yeah. So
boobs and everything out. It really has nothing to do with the show. It's just two women in a hot tub.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun on Thursday night and Friday and Saturday. So thank you so much, everybody who came.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
One more story. A teacher in California gave a bit of... Well, she made a mistake. She was at a CBD store. She was checking out, and she meant to tip $5.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, she tipped $5,000.
Oh, wow.
She still hasn't gotten her money back, but now Wells Fargo is saying that they're going to pay back with interest.
Okay. So she had the fight with Wells Fargo, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because she wrote it wrong or
she made
whatever,
a mistake.
Selected it wrong on her credit card.
Yeah.
Do people tip at the CBD place? I guess they do.
I think if you use
you tip everywhere. I mean, people are asking for tips everywhere. Yeah.
It's because it's the
card.
Well, it's the screen that they put towards you. But I don't know how you could mix up $5 and $5,000 on that.
She's buying edibles. Like, what do you mean you don't understand?
Right.
Seems like the perfect place for it to happen, actually.
You could add extra zero and not be paying attention.
As someone who had one of those weed drinks, Courtney, you know how crazy life can
get. Actually, I had one last week as well.
Yeah.
I think I'm back.
Was it yesterday?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am. I don't feel like I feel off today.
You feel off?
Yeah.
You sound very off.
No, I am. I know.
What are you?
Thank you. My anxiety is not high enough.
All right.
Thank you for pointing it out.
We embrace it. We don't care.
Yeah. I'll just think about it the rest of the day. Thank you.
So the
you sound fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you are.
You had a weed drink again
Last week.
Oh, dear.
But I didn't have the effects for days after.
Maybe you need to lesser the amount you take.
Jeez.
Lesson. So the bank wants their bread back, huh?
It's not like you passed out at a hostess stand.
Right.
Or
no,
like
no, I didn't do that.
You're
nope.
Great. Nothing like my boy.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Dump them out for anybody.
Yeah. Careful with the edibles. I told you. Those things that have you.
No, the drinks are great.
Yeah, but that's part of it. You know what I mean? Them things that have you, you know, hit the wrong one. You might be.
Do you get a bag of gummies or is it a gummy? Like.
No, you buy a bag. Like they come in a bag.
But how many do you have?
You just take one.
So one is good for the whole day?
I would do like a half.
It depends on like, you know, some people that smoke a lot, the gummies don't do anything to them. So it just really depends on where you are.
You take the wrong one and it looks like your car is telling you you have 95 miles to drive on an empty tank.
Correct.
that's what happens.
Wait, speaking of that, I met a few people on Nantucket this weekend. Great listeners of the show. One of them, Nantucket Neil. And we had some conversations, and the number one question I was asked this weekend, does Wiggy actually get high before all the shows?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I said, yep.
Actually, before, during, and after.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never divulge when I smoke.
Yeah.
I think we can tell.
I can never tell.
You're more of a vapor, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, vape, whatever. It's still like smoking.
Because you don't smell it.
Do you park at the Greek restaurant and go across the street?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. I never divulge that information.
Mm. No.
I think we have an extra room for the roadshow this week. Would you like to invite Twitch Mitch?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mitch has never come on at a roadshow.
Right. He's never been to one. He's done an extraordinary job when it comes to presenting the Twitch content.
Goated.
And he is, goated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Better than Amen Corner was?
You said it. I didn't.
Huh. Okay, Curtis.
I love Mitch so much.
Same. Yeah.
Good dude.
The best.
Yeah. All right. So you want to have the man in black, Twitch Mitch, vice president of Twitch Services, join us at the roadshow on the Cape?
That would be so nice. So many people have asked to see Twitch Mitch, too. Nobody's ever seen what he looks like.
Right. Right. All right. Well.
Goated.
Is that it on the news?
That's it.
Okay. Let's get to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Friday Now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox get a win last night 11-7 against the Yankees. An explosive sixth inning had the Sox scoring 5 runs. Trevor Story had a big weekend in New York and talked about finally getting to be part of the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, it felt great. You know, the energy's at an all-time high. You know, you feel it when we come here and play. It just feels like hostile territory, you know, and it's something you got to embrace. And, you know, those are the games you kind of watch as a kid and you think, man, it'd be cool to be a part of that. And, you know, here we are. So, yeah, it was fun tonight and I'm pumped we got this series win.
Curtis, if you were wondering, exit velo on that Jaren Duran hit with runners in scoring position in the sixth inning, 110 mph.
Ooh, wow. Boy.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
That is fast.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Unbelievable exit velo.
I love exit velo.
Yeah, same.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today.
Also, if Wiggy and I had been invited to the hot tub party, entrance velo would have been 150 miles per hour. just letting the Twitchers know.
Between dumping them out, hot tub party.
Oh, those Twitchers.
Yeah. The Twitchers get wild.
They're getting wild.
Yeah. Goated.
Fun.
The Sox now home to take on the Rays. 7:10 first pitch with Brian Baio taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. OKC has evened out the NBA Finals with the Pacers. The Thunder won Game 2, 123-107. SGA led the way with 34 points. Game 3 is in Indiana on Wednesday. In the Stanley Cup Final, have Game 3 tonight after a wild game for Brad Marchand in Game 2 with 2 goals, including the overtime game winner. Puck drop tonight is at 8. In the NFL, Nick Chubb is expected to sign with the Texans here at home. It's mandatory minicamp week. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, delicious, and now on sale, mangoes and Haas avocados at Shaw's and Star Market. Today, pick up fresh mangoes or Haas avocados for just 97 cents for 79 cents each when you use the digital coupon that's limited to 6 per customer.
Mm.
Wow. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Goated.
It's usually 2.
Yeah, it's a lot.
6 is a lot.
Mm. Should have skipped that last one on the ferry. The ferry gets you every time.
I didn't have any yesterday.
You were on the island?
Really does. Yeah.
I know.
It really does.
Yep. It's an anxiety thing today.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, my heart's like been pounding out of my chest.
From what?
I don't know.
What
I said that. Anxious? Santo said you're really quiet today. I said, I know my anxiety is like really high.
Did you take something?
Bottleism?
Might be the bottle.
No, I haven't had that in a bit. I forgot my anxiety medicine over the weekend, and it's supposed to be something you take every day, so it might just like pile up.
Be careful with those energy drinks too; those will give you them hot palpitations.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. All right, that's what's trending.
All right, we will be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Cora says it was not lack of hustle which led to Rafael Devers jogging it out.
All right.
Like Manny Ramirez used to do, Wiggy, in the sixth inning of that game last night. So what was it? Like, is it long COVID or brain fog? Like, what was it?
I don't know.
Confusion? Is it a confusion about running the base paths?
It was the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Okay,
right. Could have been tight glutes.
Yeah, I think it tweaked something.
I tweaked something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's probably smart not to give it your all.
Yeah. You don't want to try to leg it out and then get hurt. Now you're on the IL for 15 days. And I mean, the team's already stinking, so you're the best hitter. So
he is unwilling to step up when needed at first base or third base.
Yeah.
Unwilling to run it out. But willing to hit the baseball. That's about what Rafael Devers is willing to do.
Well, that's what everybody told me they wanted him to do at spring training. Everybody was like, just hit the shut up and go hit the baseball, buddy. DH, no one cares about you in the field. We don't care. Anything you do but hit the baseball.
Okay.
Now it's like, oh, can you do other things?
Right.
Like, but nobody wanted him to do nothing else.
If every like I we've had this, I don't know how to do this again.
Well, you keep bringing it up.
I didn't say anything.
I brought it up.
No, but I'm saying the people who go the other way. The reason why I bring
things
it up.
Things changed, Wiggy. No, it's not the same team as it was in spring training.
Devers playing first base, and we've been down the – listen, we circled this cul-de-sac a million times.
Well, that's what's changed.
No. Devers playing first base is not going to make a difference when it comes to fielding. If anything, those guys that are playing there, whether it's Gonzalez, whether it's Toro, whether it's Sogard, have done a pretty good, decent job when it comes to making plays in the field. Gonzalez had another nice play yesterday where he dives at a ball, he keeps it, he makes a play at first base. If anything, those guys are better athletic first basemen than Devers.
But does it tell you anything?
Why don't you hold Devers to his prior statement?
I get a headache when we go this.
He said he was better in the field.
I said 25.
He hit better.
I said 20.
He hit better in the field.
No.
When he plays the field, he said, I'm a better hitter when I'm able to play the field.
So why does he no longer feel that way?
But if that's the truth, why doesn't he want to play the field?
Because he is at the point now where it's like, all right, you want me to play DH? All right, this is what I'm going to do.
And I'm going to pout.
Yeah, we all know that, though. Like, you're beating a dead horse. Like, we all know that he's pouting.
No, he looked like a dead horse going to first.
Right, but then guess what? The next time up at bat, he hit a bomb into right field.
I thought
he
tweaked something. How did he hit a home run?
Guess what? He's your best hitter.
Do you think it pisses fans off that he's not running that out?
I think it does.
I think that Wiggy's right. I think that if everything hadn't happened during spring training or the beginning of the season, people wouldn't care.
No. That's the only reason why people are complaining is because of the whole first base thing.
Nope.
The whole him, I don't want to play first base. I don't want to play third base. If there's none of that, no one gives a crap. Like, no one gave a crap with Manny, and no one gave a crap with
people gave a David crap with Manny. Ortiz.
We had full lines on Manny Ramirez, Wiggy. What are you talking about?
No one cared when he didn't run out.
Nobody cared that Manny didn't run out ground balls?
Nope. Nobody cared.
They didn't like
nobody
it.
Nobody cared.
That's remarkable revisionist history.
It's not remarkable revision. It's the facts. It's the truth. No one cared. Because you know why? Because Manny hit the baseball, and he was one of your best hitters when it came to average, home runs, knocking in RBIs. No one gave a crap that he didn't leg out a few ground balls here and there. And if anybody says they did, they're lying, because no one gave a crap when Big Poppy didn't do it. They want these guys to do exactly what Devers is doing. He leads your team in home runs. He leads your team in RBIs. That's what you want.
Here's an 857 text for you on the Subaru of New England text line.
Mm-hmm.
That says, Wiggy, hitting the baseball includes running when you hit it. So.
Thank you for stating that, Captain Obvious. I understand that.
Captain Morgan, you mean.
Yeah, or yeah. Captain Morgan.
Here's a shot at Bacardi. Here's Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Yeah, this is from the, Wiggy, would you say you got the all-city catcher or something like that?
Yes, he was an all-city catcher.
And that's correct.
Yeah. Wiggy, I think this is the reason why. See, like Curtis said, this was the beginning of the season. Things change. So as the team goes on, sometimes you have to kind of, like, make adjustments. And I think it kind of clearly shows that you're the only one on the show that strongly believes what you believe in. And I think that's the only reason why you coached 1 year in Brockton. They got rid of you.
It has nothing to do with that, Joe. Listen, you can use that every time as I coach in Brockton. It has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is Joe and the rest of the hottos out there that are screaming for Devers to play first base were the same people that were saying, Devers, shut your mouth and go DH. And with Devers playing first base, believe me, it won't make a difference because I think those other guys actually would do a better job fielding. So stop with the fake outrage and madness and, oh, we can't stand Devers. It's just fake. It's fraudulent. No one wanted the guy in the field. Now all of a sudden they want the guy in the field. But that's the truth.
Everything changed, Wiggy.
What changed?
The injuries to the players in the infield. Am I speaking English?
And guess what? They moved Myers to third base. who...
You just said Meyer's not playing.
No, but when it initially happened, he's the one who played third.
And who was at first base in spring training?
And it was Kostas was first
base. Right, and then why isn't he playing anymore?
He got hurt.
Oh, okay.
And guess who they moved to first base? Romy Gonzalez. And then Romy Gonzalez got hurt, they moved Toro and Sol got over there.
I don't want to fight with Curtis, but Curtis, why didn't they have a plan in place for if Tristan Kostas were to get hurt?
Oh, absolutely, that's on the organization.
So then I think that's the issue I have, is that they keep kind of moving the goalposts when it comes to Devers, and I'm being told over and over again he's terrible at third. He was terrible at third.
Right.
I'm guessing he'd be terrible at first, because I've been told that playing first is even harder.
What does all that have to do with running a ball out?
I'm saying nobody would care.
Right.
Nobody would be talking about it right now.
I beg to differ. Like, I think I would, but
you'd be
the
only one talking about Devers not running out of ground ball if Devers was said, all right, I'll go play first base.
Mornings on WEEI had caller after caller, segment after segment on Manny being Manny.
Now, what was this? I don't remember, and I used to listen. Mornings on WEEI was...
when Manny was playing, so it would have been...
Obama was a crappy president. Let's talk politics. Oh, and guess what? We shouldn't have mixed gender bathrooms. That's what mornings on WECI used to be.
WECI? I've never heard that person.
WEI. That's what it used to be.
Okay. Well, anyway.
What it used to be,
we
Curtis.
We talked about it on the AAF show. We played the audio a billion times of Manny going, sometimes I y'all get out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Guess what? We'd say, all right, Manny, just keep...
But Devers is not the hitter that Manny Ramirez ended up being.
Devers is pretty good. I'm not saying he's a Manny hitter, but he's pretty damn good.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's Manny, but he's pretty damn good. So let's not try to go down that road. They put up a stat last night. Courtney brought it up. Guess what? He got a lot, 30 home runs, a lot faster than Manny did it in his career.
Manny was
ahead of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's second.
All right.
Oh, well.
I thought he was ahead of Manny. But either way, still pretty good accomplishment who he was on that list with. Ted Williams, Manny. Wasn't Big Poppy on that list?
Yeah, he's third.
Yeah. So no one cares if he doesn't yog out the J is silent, a bleed at second base.
I think some people care.
Yeah, only because.
We should put up a poll. Where's Twitch Mitch? We'll put up a poll.
Yeah, only because he's a dink, and that's why people care.
Well, do you want a bunch of dinks in your clubhouse? Pause.
Well, if they're hitting, give me
a
bunch of dinks that can hit and pitch. I'll take them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Maybe other guys should start acting like dinks.
A lot of dinks? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, other than Jaron Duran, who seems like a great guy, he's your only other one hitting it. And Navaya is doing a good job.
All right. Well, we are accepting Hill notes on this topic or any other, and we will play those back at 9:20. It's probably way too early for this. 617 text, which reads, since you've been talking about the roadshow Friday, are you able to rank them so far? I have a favorite so far. You do have a favorite?
Yeah.
What's your favorite so far?
Newport was my favorite.
Newport was your favorite. Why would you say that?
Because I was shocked. Like, it was the first time that we had done it in Newport. We did the Audrain show in last fall, but that was very different. There was an event around it, so people were around. The fact that many people were out at the landing on Thursday night, and then that many people were there at 6 a.m. at the Lobster Bar on Friday morning.
Yeah.
It was...
Well, the week before was pretty good, too. What was that, Bourne?
The Lobster Trap.
People showed up in the rain.
Agreed.
But the Trading Post was jammed.
Yes, that place was
packed. Yeah, we lost power, unfortunately. The storm kind of ruined that for me, but it was unbelievable.
Huh. Okay, so leader in the clubhouse, you have Newport.
For me, yes.
Yeah.
What did we do the night before in Newport? What was that?
We went to dinner at 22 Bowen. You sat next to me.
It was very nice.
You never sit next to me at dinner.
We had the opening because Osanto was coming.
We were at the landing.
Yes, that place too. That was pretty cool.
I killed it karaoke on Brown Eyed Girl, if I remember correctly.
You haven't killed Van Morrison yet?
No. I think he's still with us.
Okay, good.
What's your favorite?
I would lean to see. I'm sentimental about Maine. Like, I loved being at the Brunswick on
Goated.
Friday. Goated. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah, the Brunswick's good.
It really is.
Newport
so
for me.
And then I look ahead to this week and to everybody that shows up at the Beachcomber. How's the weather looking? You want to open up the with the Curtis weather window real quick with the assistance of Window World of Boston?
Ooh. Curtis, I always like the fresh air.
Yeah. How does it look for Friday morning?
I'm hoping it improves. Right now, it is looking like it'll feel like 54 degrees, cloudy skies at the start of the show.
Okay.
Sun may break through into the mid-60s as the day goes on.
It's going to be jammed there Friday like it always is.
Thursday, full sun, 72 degrees in Wellfleet.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, I am doing the rain dance all week. I'm hoping that we get 2 days where it is just sunny, perfect weather, because there's no better place in the world than the Beachcomber when it's nice out.
But
but
we know based on the place in Bourne, people show up whether it's sunshine or rain. So
that's true.
I mean, they was like you said, the Trading Post was absolutely packed and it was pouring outside.
Right.
And then just hanging out there like a rainbow at the end of the horizon is the dive. Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd.
But then we're overlooking Gloucester, too, and I think Gloucester is going to be sick.
Right. We've never been to the North Shore.
It is. Like, ever. I think that show is going to be unbelievable.
Except for the fact I can't do the greasy pole.
Well, how dare you? There's a 12-year wait list.
My fault.
Didn't you know that when you started talking about it on the radio?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was very well aware.
And then Hampton Beach is always lit.
Figured I could just skip the line.
You're not. Skip the line? You're not a townie. You weren't born and raised in Gloucester.
That's it.
How dare you suggest you might be on the greasy pole?
My apologies.
We all need to hydrate before Bernie's, because that was as hot as I've ever been.
Yeah, Bernie's is great, too.
It's a great view.
Now, Shyam, if you were allowed to do the greasy pole, would you eat beforehand at Chick-fil-A?
No, I would probably save that for afterward. Because I take one wrong spill and, you know, hit my stomach directly off the pole, things could end poorly.
This is Ron in the car. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how are you? I got a question for Wiggy about the whole Devers running the ball out the first base. Wiggy, you were a tight end, correct? Were you just expected to catch the ball and not run?
Nope.
Or catch the ball and run as hard as you can afterwards?
Nope. Catch it and run as hard as you can and try to make some plays.
Okay, so what's the difference then there? You're expected to hit the ball and run it out as hard as you can.
Oh, because in baseball, I think if you watch a lot of baseball games, I think guys tend to, when they hit ground balls, they know that it's very difficult for them to run it out, especially when you're like Devers and you're dragging a piano on your back.
Well, maybe it's time to lose the piano. But listen, seriously, a ground ball to the pitcher's mound, I understand that. I get that. Okay, you're not going to beat that out most times. But the ball that he hit yesterday... He was only out. He was only out because he didn't hustle.
Yeah, well, he's only out because he slowed down. He actually hustled early and then slowed down.
Right, right.
Half
so
hustle.
If he would have ran through it, he's safe. So
I don't know if he's safe, but he could make.
He was hustle forward. Was what he was. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's baseball. Do you not watch the guys hit ground balls to shortstop, the third base, and they yog it out all the time?
Yeah.
I mean,
also this texture piling on, I don't appreciate it, but a rain dance brings rain. Doesn't prevent rain.
No, it brings rain.
Oh, maybe that's what's been going on.
It must be. Now I know. No more rain dances.
Yeah.
Please.
Rain dance always brings rain.
Please don't.
Yeah, I guess like a snow dance for snow days, it's because you wanted a snow day. Yeah. So
I've never heard of a snow dance. I've only heard of a rain dance.
Shoot.
A Native American thing.
Shoot. Yeah.
Can we stay on till noon?
Yes.
Go, Courtney.
We will be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop it. Shut it off. Full jinx potential there. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Just don't stop. Man is sick. Got the flu and had to cancel a bunch of shows. And Rod Stewart is 80 years old. So
still knowing it, though.
Do not cost the world Rod Stewart, Shime. Please. 80 is pushing it when it comes to... Although the guy looks fantastic. Yeah. I don't know if it's plastic surgery or whatever, but... Doesn't look like he's a day over 70, Rod Stewart.
And he's got hits. He's definitely got bangers.
He's got a catalog.
He's got bangers.
Unbelievable catalog.
Yeah. Courtney says the same thing about you. Don't look a day over 70.
This is Paul from Gloucester, where we will be in a couple weeks. Hello, Paul.
Greg, I'm so hurt. I called. I left my number. You didn't call me back.
About what?
I can get Shime on the... Greasy pool.
I don't think you can because we spoke about it, and the greasy pole hardos who run the thing every year, it's the honor of their life, were outraged. They were outraged that we even dared to suggest that we could get somebody who's not a resident and who's not on the wait list on the greasy pole.
Well, one of the all-time walkers is from Maine, so...
If you think you
can, I'm very excited that you guys are coming down. So I will be there on Friday morning,
but
Thursday night. There's a race.
There's what?
But I can. If you give me a call back,
hang on.
I mean,
be interesting.
It would be ideal for Shime to be on it during the show on Friday morning. Like that would be ideal.
Yeah, I don't know if we can do it. I don't know if it can be during the show, unless he wants to be part of the people greasing the pool. Because that's what they'll do that in the morning.
Well.
That sounds
know.
Like
Blue Collar Friday with Shime.
Sounds like something.
Yeah,
perhaps he would be able to.
You know, a lot of times, Greg, when they're greasing the pole, they'll put little things like banana peels or hot sauce. So maybe Shime can put some Chick-fil-A for some
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Maybe we could grease that baby up with the mashed potatoes.
That'd be good if you let him jump in grease and help him grease the pole. They might say, all right, you run down it just to make sure we got enough grease on it. Do we need more grease?
Wiggy, do you have a favorite Chick-fil-A sauce?
Polynesian.
Yeah.
Love the Polynesian.
Love it.
Only from Chick-fil-A or anywhere you go?
What do you mean? Is there Polynesian in another place?
It's sweet and sour.
Yeah, I like sweet and sour. Yeah, if I go to McDonald's.
McDonald's has it.
Sweet and sour. If I go to McDonald's, Burger King, sweet and sour all day. I saw
some scientific data over the weekend that the average person has eight sauces in their refrigerator at every moment. Is that accurate?
I believe it. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like ketchup is a sauce?
That's included, yes. Yeah,
does dressing count?
Dressing counts, yeah.
Okay, then yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes. Barbecue sauce, yeah, there's a million different things.
You know what else I saw over the weekend? MSN had a report on this season. It will cost an NFL fan $1,515 if they would like to watch every single NFL game.
Wow.
So because of streaming and because of various games in which you now have to pay for, it would now, granted, I don't know how many, like how many hardos want to watch every single game. You're not.
Right.
But is that sustainable when it comes to the NFL charging for every single game going forward?
Well, no, but you're right. How many people are going to get that package where they can basically say, you know what? I want to watch Cleveland-Jacksonville this week.
Think about all the people in college, though, where you've got a dorm room full of people that all have different teams that they want to watch. Like
college kids are like, how many? It used to be what? The DirecTV used to do it where there was the Sunday package, the Sunday ticket.
Now it's YouTube TV.
Right.
So in comparison to tuition, which is $90,000, this is nothing.
But I'm just saying, like, you find yourself in situations where different people want different things and they're under the same roof. The fact that it could be $1,500 is not sustainable.
That is a bargain.
Yeah.
For what you. The amount of time and entertainment the NFL gives me every year. For a total of $1,500,
it's not bad.
It is amazing.
But Curtis, there are other people are not in your financial situation that are like the fact $1,500 is
correction.
So
his father's financial situation.
Yes, right. But
I love Sacco's shirt, by the way. Very handsome.
People cannot afford that.
Afford what? The $1,500 a year?
What was the shirt?
Or the shirt?
I clicked on it because it looked so handsome. Santo looks phenomenal.
Yes.
And it was
$300.
It was what?
You posted it. I didn't do any due diligence.
I posted it because somebody asked for the link. All right. And so I posted it to bring it here knowing that I'm going to get absolutely demolished.
Well, you could DM the person. You don't have to post it online.
So 300 beans for a shirt?
Telling me that people don't understand financial situations.
Well, they don't. I'm saying talking about $1,500 is a bargain because the NFL is entertaining.
It's not just NFL. It's their cable package. It's their streaming devices. You don't have to only watch the NFL. It's what I would think would be an interesting study would be on top of basic cable and what you already pay, how much extra would it cost?
All right. What shirt is $300?
That's a shirt for four Trumps.
Let me see.
That's
for four
ridiculous.
Trumps, which one is? Is it the blue one?
Yes.
I think
it's like Bill Snyder.
Is it that one there?
Todd Snyder.
Okay.
Yeah. It's that one, right?
Yes.
Damn, four Trumps for
that? Well, it's like a different material. It's like knitted.
Hey. Can't hide money, baby. Can never hide money.
That's a quarter of the football season in that
shirt.
Okay,
but also, Santo buying a shirt is much different than you saying that it is cheap, $1,500 a year.
It's a bargain. For what they for the NFL, the amount of hours of entertainment you get watching the NFL every year is worth, to me, $1,500.
So it's $125 a month for you to get every single game on Sunday. That's actually not bad.
Used to be free, though.
Yes.
Yeah, but every single game wasn't free.
Right, that's true.
And nice TVs used to be five times what they are now. Right. So everything can go in different directions.
You'd have blackouts and things like that.
And the Patriots will always be on for free in Boston.
Right. If you wanted to watch it, and granted, I get the
you don't think they'll get to a point where they're charging in market, Curtis, ever?
I think they'll charge for the Super Bowl at some point.
Yeah, I do.
Well, aren't they technically charging anyways? Because whether it's your cable provider or whatever it is, to get the CBS channel, which you see the Patriots on, you're paying for?
If you're paying for cable, yeah.
But you can't get it for free?
I use rabbit ears.
But even with rabbit ears, I don't think you can get CBS for free.
So if you break it down this way, there are 17 weeks, or no, there's actually 18 weeks, right?
Yep.
So it's $1,550 divided by 18. Let me get to this dude here.
It's like $125 a month.
And then you divide the 86, which is $86 a week, and then there's 16 games a week. You're $5.38 per game.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not much at all. Think about what you spend on Hulu.
Right. And realistically, how many people are going to get that to say, I want to watch every single game. Unless it's somebody that really, I believe, is more of like a gambler, and they want to be able to see every single game and what's going on, especially if they're betting on, you know, games that might be out of their market. Yeah. You know, most people go to the Red Zone.
Well, this show...
Or you can go to a restaurant and watch any game for lunch.
That's true.
Goated.
This show... This show is free, and some say you get what you pay for. But you can listen to it. You listen to it on the Odyssey app or on the radio, or you can stream it at weei.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.